So where is he?
I don't know where he is.
Here we go.
And
here.
He was here on time this morning. Now he's dawdling around.
No, I was...
Dawdling.
No, I'm not dawdling.
You know, you expect Jack and I to be here on time.
I was here promptly.
Yeah, right.
There he is. He's about 6 miles away from his mic.
Yeah, I know he is. Doesn't have the headphones on.
One moment, please.
Let me turn up your microphone.
Yes, there we are. Okay.
Playing the Suffolk Rams this
afternoon. They're playing the Rams.
The Rams of Suffolk University.
You know about Norwich.
They won? Did they win?
14 straight wins.
Woo!
Yeah. And that means quarterfinals.
Next Saturday.
Wow.
They played at Norwich University.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, I wish I was still doing the PA for those.
I bet you do.
Boy.
And that's only because he wants to get in for free.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't pay enough for him to pay for his
admission. That's I was just making a simple comment. And
Boy, the barbs are going left and right. Jump in. All right, let's tell the folks what they're listening to, because every week we come in here, you have to wait to get into your seat, and Kai, after I find, I can't even say it.
Yeah.
Kai and I have to find things to talk about until
right?
we arrive.
Well, the problem is that she keeps turning the doodah down here.
I turned your microphone up. Do not touch it. Do not touch it.
Well, I can't hear it.
Well, then you turn your headphones up
that. Oh, Jesus, God.
Let's watch the language. Turn it down.
Well, she just blew my head off.
All right, let me just preface this. You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Music to Go to the Dump By. For the next hour, we have no idea where we're going.
Well, no, we do.
Maybe you know, yeah. But poor Jack.
34, let's see. That's what we have, 34. That's what we got to keep our eye on.
What are you doing in there with the ice cube?
I'm pouring my water into a cup.
Oh, okay.
Trying to stay hydrated, Jack. Hydrated.
You froze your water?
Yep. It was sitting in the car last night and it froze.
I see. Okay. Gurgle.
I'm making cocktails for us all this morning. Going to add a little vodka into it in a minute.
15 degrees below zero in Plainfield this morning when I came in.
Everywhere. Awful.
Yeah. Did you hear about Newport?
No.
30 below.
No.
Yep. 30 below.
That's it.
I think it was George from Newport confirmed it. I was chatting with a friend early this morning.
Have been exaggerating.
No, because I was chatting with a friend in Newport early this morning. She said it was 30 below, too, and George confirmed it.
I'll be darned. Huh?
Yeah, cold.
34. That's the number.
I don't know what that
34
means.
Days until spring.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought we, had to have a stiff upper lip and a firm jaw as we progress into this fantastic. It looks like a good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And and Norwich plays Johnson and Wales this afternoon for win number 15 in a row. And we're already all set.
I thought he said they were playing the Suffolk Rams.
What?
Yeah, he did.
What?
They played Johnson and Wales last night.
They're playing the Suffolk Rams today.
They're playing the Suffolk Rams. Okay.
Yeah.
Got a little
hockey
backwards there.
Here. Yeah. Okay. But the issue was...
And you're the sports god?
No, I'm not the sports god, for pity's sake.
We all thought you'd be in Daytona this weekend.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
But wiser minds prevailed.
Okay.
And I'm home with you. And I'm going to sit there with my new son-in-law and watch the race tomorrow.
Your new son-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Rubby boy.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a day.
Okay.
Get all of his opinions. Mm-hmm. But he is a good person.
He is.
Yeah, he is a good person. I always have to ... He is a good person. Anyway.
You were talking about...
Music to Go to the Dump By now commences.
Yeah.
And I thought we needed to open today.
That comes a little later.
Stop your burp.
It's close, though.
And we had to have something appropriate to give us something to look forward to.
Are you going to get to it at some point here?
Take a listen to this.
Tiptoe.
Oh, geez.
This is how you're starting the show this morning?
Yes. Tulips.
Shadow of the
beautiful.
It is beautiful, and you don't have to sing with it. And a lot of people remember this as a beautiful gay song to honor springtime.
My mother said if I practice, so I'm practicing.
Well, go practice on your mother.
Oh. Yeah.
Shit.
Commencement today, trying to put a little forward spin on it and get us down 34 days to mm-hmm. 30 below in Newport this morning.
30 below in Newport, yep. I had 16 below in Waterbury Center.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any more about that.
Okay.
But the good news is that it looks like Norwich is on its way to another national championship.
Who are they playing today?
Who are they playing? Oh, they're playing the Studs, right?
The Studs?
They're playing the Studs.
The Suffolk Rams.
No, they are Studs playing the Rams.
I digress. Yes, it's music to go to the dump, my friend, with all the trivia that is a feature of the attraction. Yeah. Now, why are you here? You just finished your program. You were terrific this morning.
We had a lot of good stuff on the Trading
you
Post program
did.
This morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to.
I wonder why people listen to that. Because it's free, right?
What?
It's one of the free services of Radio
yeah.
Free Vermont.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the trading? I was on the phone. Island Pond just called in.
Yeah. What'd they have?
28 below.
Oh. Well, that isn't even close.
Oh,
30 in Newport.
It's cold enough.
Gee. That's cold.
Where
you
was
know,
that?
Pretty.
Island Pond.
Oh, geez. Island Pond.
Pretty much when it gets like five degrees above or below, uh-huh. it doesn't matter. It's cold.
That's right.
The porch starts popping. The house, the dog goes nuts with all the banging in the house.
Oh, that dog, yeah. The large rat.
Mm-hmm. He's a good rat.
Yeah. And I love the sound when you hear the furnace go on. Will that be the last time that I hear that?
Yeah.
Could we move?
Is Farmer Dave's furnace working these days?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yep, two thumbs up. It's working. Oh, do you want to talk?
I was suggesting that there was a particular song that I thought is indicative of the day, the weather, and probably should become the all-time classic of music to go to the dump by, in as much as this is the only radio program in the world where you hear this classic. Because our own Dex wrote it.
Oh, no, not
produced
that
it.
I think it's a good one. Yeah, I don't know.
And gave us the business. Let's listen to it now and see if you don't agree with me that this is the song for winter in our wonderland of Vermont.
Okay.
The wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, and snow where there shouldn't ought to be. It was the wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, insulting meteorologists like me. Temperature outside the house should be 50 thereabouts, not 5 above amid the swirling snow. We scratch our heads and know, so we blame it on El Nino and wonder whether spring will ever come.
Maybe in August.
The wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, and snow where there shouldn't ought to be. It was the wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, insulting meteorologists like me.
Thank you.
studying the charts and the models and the graphs, and they all seem to point to just one thing. If you're waiting for warm weather, just wait until September, and maybe by October we'll have spring. The wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, and snow where there shouldn't ought to be. It was the wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, insulting meteorologists like me. I planned to plant the garden, bought up the garden seeds, and brought in some manure and some loam. Then the temperature freezes and the ground just up and seizes. Well, at least with snow, don't have to mow. The wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, and snow where there shouldn't ought to be. It was the wacky winter that wasn't, and the sloppy spring that isn't, insulting meteorologists like me.
I'm telling you, the guy's got talent. You know,
that's our Dex.
200 or 300 yep. pieces of musical literature that he provides. There's one like that that just stands out.
I'd give it a 74 for danceability.
Jeez. You're going to hurt his feelings, and we've got enough trouble with him now without you making it worse.
I'm sorry. It's a little hard to dance to. Yeah. I was trying.
I noticed that. Didn't you notice that, Jack? Yes.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I have a question for you. Duxbury Historical Society, they're meeting Tuesday at 7.
At 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a presentation of the Roswell Crossett family and their relationship to the Crossett Hill Cemetery. What do you know about Roswell Crossett family?
What do you know, Jack?
I don't
Well,
know.
You seem to know everything and everybody around this area.
Know. Come on now, stop that.
Okay, when we had
Roswell Crossett.
When we had our turkey drive a couple of years ago down at
Turkey Drive
on Main Street, you told us all about the parsonage, the parsnips or whatever, of where it was, what the building was, when it was built. So I figured you would know something about the Roswell Crossett family.
Well, I guess we better go. What day is it? Next Tuesday?
Oh, my gosh. Next Tuesday, 7 p.m., Crossett Brook Middle School.
Crossett Brook Middle School.
Yeah.
Crossett Brook.
That's the one that goes over towards Harwood.
Over the hill.
Where Crossett Brook and Crossett
and
Hill is.
Yeah, all right.
So basically, you can't tell us anything about Roswell Crossett family. Oh, thanks.
Well, that's where Crossett Hill is.
84 years old, and you don't know what's
85.
Going on. 85.
Yeah, well, sometimes you forget a few things.
Are you 85 now? I thought that was coming up in April. No.
Do you know, between Jack and I, we've been here as long as you are old?
Boy, never buy a dog when you're drunk.
And do you know that Jack and I are still making the same wage as we made when we started here in 1972?
Oh, I'll tell you, I got that down in spades.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm still making $4.85 an hour.
Yeah.
87.
Oh, actually, we don't really work for the wages. We work for all of the benefits.
Okay, why don't you go down and, why don't you go down? It's only Saturday, and go to work downstairs belong. Jeez. That was a good trading person.
As he asked a fellow employee one time, go get a bucket of yellow paint and paint a safety line around the furnace. What?
Remember the new people who used to come here had to go up at Blush Hill and mow the lawn? That was a good one.
Well, you only had to do it once every other week because, you know, Kaya shared.
And then pack the maple syrup down back.
And could you shovel the roof off by squeezing through the bathroom window?
Never buy a dog when you're drunk. That was a entry when we asked for suggestions from the dumpsters that enjoy this program
Why shouldn't I buy a dog when I'm drunk?
I that's what he said. I didn't say that.
Oh.
That was just a quote that was sent into the program to add a sort of a flavor to it that we hadn't heard before. Yeah, never buy a dog when you're drunk. I think, though, it would probably be a very good way for many to get a dog. Look each other in the eye.
I was stone cold sober when I got a Riley. Perhaps I should have had a couple of cocktails.
I thought you had. And so, right? Wouldn't you affirm that, Jack?
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, Kyle Como is here in the studio.
It's not Kyle, by the way.
It's not Kyle Como. It's Kaya Winchell.
Kaya, whatever. And it should be Kia.
No, it should not be
K-I-A. Kia. Looks to like me. To K, right, Jack?
No.
Why do you keep saying right, Jack?
Well, because I like them affirmation.
Well, Jack and I are buddies.
Yeah, I can tell. All right. All right, here we go.
So a song for today, with it being cold outside.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear one for the day?
Oh, geez, that thing again. All right.
Well, we have to listen to what you like.
Hello.
I got to get home, Flanders. I can't stay here all night.
It's kind of cold out there, Jill.
Yep, it sure is.
I ain't a fixin' to stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta get away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd fall
very
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, are just like me.
Probably will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your hurry.
Have you get the shotgun
if
down?
If he does, we'll have to leave town.
Really, I'd better
have
hurry.
A drink, watch your
maybe
hurry.
Maybe just a half a jug.
Put
more.
Some Eddie Arnold records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this here drink?
That ain't sarsaparilla either.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyeballs are popping
to
out
break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hair, your hat looks swell.
I'm gonna say no, no,
mind
no,
if we move in closer?
At least I'm putting up a good fight.
Boy, this black eye sure is a sight.
Really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Oh, there's cold outside.
Pick it warm, Jethro.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The weatherman says.
How lucky that you fell
in. It would be fair.
That ain't so chips falling out there.
Sister will be so.
Gosh, your lips look like pedals.
Pedals?
Yeah, bicycle pedals.
My brother will be waiting at the door.
Hope he won't be too sore.
And Sherry's
mind. Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Give me the key to that
never
door.
Never such a terrible blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You boys have been great.
We'd just like to hold
but
your hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
I'll be told to
think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you call pneumonia and die.
I really can't stay.
Your antifreeze won't hold out.
Oh,
baby, it's cold outside.
What?
You can't play that song anymore.
Why?
Because it's not politically correct.
Why?
Hadn't you heard the news a couple of months ago?
What happened?
Baby, it's cold outside. He forces her inside. It's not politically correct anymore to play that song.
I think she's right on that. I think I did hear something about that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, but this was kind of
one of the two of you.
I'm just telling you what
program.
Was in the news a few months ago.
Okay.
He tries to take advantage of her. She says no, and he no means no. And he's not
so
listening.
She stayed all night. That's what the point is. Huh? Just there's no strength in her tease.
All right. I think we've got to stop it right there.
Okay. It's like he's Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, boy.
No. That's Homer and Jethro for pretties. Oh, for heaven's sake.
You know what we forgot?
Could you please play some commercials?
We already played commercials. Besides, you've got something that I'm supposed to stick around for.
We've got another 5 or 10 minutes before we play another set of commercials. It's only 9:25.
Oh.
You, Valentine's song, we missed it because Valentine's.
Well, that was my point. I was getting to that.
Well, go ahead, get to it.
All right, well, because Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why they can't fit that together so it works properly, year after year.
Fit what together?
Valentine's Day.
Fit it together with what?
The proper calendar. I mean, how can anyone handle Valentine's Day when it comes on a Friday when everybody else is thinking about Norwich University working their way toward the quarterfinals?
It's February 14th. It's like Christmas, December 25th. You just know it's there. Right. Beside, it's a made-up holiday anyways by Hallmark.
By Hallmark. Right. Wait, now, see, we agree. We concur. Right, Jack?
I do. I agree with that, yes.
Can we move on now?
Okay, no. Well, this
Let's
is short.
Have a lovely Valentine's song.
Jack wanted to say something.
Well, I was just going to say it's very heartfelt. It's a very short piece, and it's very heartfelt, and I thought it would be proper to play it today since we are kind of, you know, are a little bit late, as we always are for Valentine's Day. We should have did something last week, but we didn't do anything last week.
So why don't we do it next week? Because that would
that
fit
would
in with
like,
the whole theme.
Yeah, sure.
Play the bloody song.
Yeah.
You're the keeper of my soul. You're the owner of my heart. I don't think a day will come we'll ever be apart. And I will always love you like no other. As long as you don't turn out like your mother. Honey. Well, I guess since you're leaving, I'm not getting any this evening.
All right.
That's where it ended. Yeah. A true, beautiful melody.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, you save things like that and cherish them and share them with your friends.
Now, can I go now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we got to go to the commercials, too. I wonder how cold it is in East Corinth this morning. What do you think?
Hello? How cold is it in East Corinth this morning?
We were just tickling 20 below.
What?
20 below.
20 below.
In the village. A little cold spot right here in the village.
30 below up in Newport.
I know. Kind of a heat wave down here.
Yeah. Geez, I can't imagine that you couldn't, you know.
Squeak out another 10.
Yeah, yeah. Put it in the refrigerator or something so you could claim a record.
So when I see 20 below, I go back 35 years when Ray Burke used to do the highway report.
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah, I remember that.
And one of his best cold morning jokes was, it's cold enough to hear the Kiki bird this morning.
The Kiki bird.
You don't remember that one?
No.
Kiki Rice is freaking cold.
I do remember that.
I do remember. Yeah. Well, I sort of remember that.
Kiki. I can see him and I hear him.
Yeah, yeah. That and the phone call. The phones wouldn't work because the copper wires shrink up so tight that the words can't get through. Get all jammed up.
Boy, you got them all, huh?
Oh, I remember those from as a kid. Yeah. That's great.
All right, could we move into the new era of radio broadcasting?
Sure.
From the friendly pioneer voice of Northern New England?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on over at our favorite ski area?
Well, we decided to brave the cold and open up regular hours, 9:30 to 4 today.
Going
to
freeze all those little midgets up.
But it's warming.
I see
three on the thermometer here now, and the sun shining bright. We got a little fresh snow this weekend. Of course,
we haven't
skied since Wednesday, so that fresh snow is still fresh this morning. Some's groomed, some's not. We leave a little something for everybody, and there'll be plenty of that left for tomorrow, full day tomorrow, too.
Oh, and for tomorrow, too.
Yep.
So this is the ski area that fancies itself as the great educational experience for young children. You put them on that rope toe, and by the time they've reached the top, they never want to do it again.
Yeah, well, we have the T-bar too for the little more timid. But we did have our local Waitsurvey School program Winter Carnival. We backed it up to Wednesday because of the cold weather yesterday. And had a wonderful day of it. Yeah, had about 60 kids and a good public crowd there too. It was a lot of fun. Good way to end the program for this year.
I would imagine. Yeah. How many did you lose this year?
Oh, not too many.
Okay. No.
So some don't even bother to go back to school at 2:30. They just hang around and ski till the sunset.
Well, when they start thawing out, then you'll get an accurate account.
So full regular weekend this weekend.
Yes,
this is kind of a lot of schools are on different schedules, but our local schedules are off this week, so We're going to have a consolidated Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon to 4, each of those 3 days during the week, and then another full weekend next weekend.
You really think that it won't thaw out before then?
I don't think so. Okay. No. Little mess coming Tuesday. We've been dealing with one of those every week this year. So
all right.
Now, quite attuned to that. And then the big announcement is watch the website, get the kids, stuff them in a box. Annual Cardboard Box Derby next Sunday.
The Stuff Them in a Box, the great classic ski event.
Oh, geez. This is the cardboard.
I'll tell you what. Next weekend, WDEV is broadcasting one of the great classics of American skiing, downhill skiing.
Oh, the Stowe Derby.
Yeah, the Stowe Derby, yes. 72nd or 75th. 72 or 75?
I think it's 75.
Yep.
And speaking of the other world of skiing, the Nordic world of skiing, which is most of those will be Nordic skiers, Susan Dunkley, Barton, Vermont, Susan Dunkley, silver medal in Italy.
No.
This week in the biathlon.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
How come we missed that story,
Jack? You don't think running a marathon on snow and then laying down to shoot a target is difficult. Try it someday.
And not freeze your whatever.
Yeah. And be able to take a half a breath and shoot a bullet.
And they are so great at it, and Vermont should be the leading place for that competition.
And she's 33 years old, which is on the twilight end of those type of athletes. But
I don't think you need to say that on the radio.
Well, yeah.
I mean, 33 is 33.
It is. Yeah.
Pity's sake.
And so everything is off and running with great conditions. Couldn't ask for it any better. I finally get the name. We had a lady come in for the second time in the last 2 weeks on a Wednesday, 75-ish year old, Allison Teague out of Norwich. She came to me the first day, hadn't skied for 35 or 40 years, took her first run, squealed like a first grader when she got back to the bottom. She was a U.S. World Cup women's racer, 69, 70, and 71.
Yeah.
And she came back to Northeast Slopes, and she doesn't want to go anywhere else now.
No, she can't, because she was incapacitated, and the service for her will be held.
Yeah, and she brought three, four friends with her from the Mad River Valley, and they had the greatest time on
older ladies.
And, well, one guy and a couple other older ladies, yep. That were, and they just
one guy and a couple of other older ladies.
Please. And so we're
what kind of a place are you running over there? We just thought it was a little ski area, huh?
So we're going to put her up for skier of the week this week.
That's a truly good. Did you hear that, Jack? What was the lady's name? Because that's a story we've missed.
Allison Teague. Teague, out of Norwich.
Yep.
And she skied Women's World Cup circuit.
And I remember something about that in the distant past.
That'd been a little bit before Barbara Ann Cochran.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Well, of course, those Cochrans, they go on forever. Just let them loose, and they're like bunnies. There's Cochrans in every ski competition you can think of. And only some of them have other last names now. But it's that same breed
from
Richmond.
Ryan R.C.
You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to say the title or the name of the ski area which you represent.
Oh, yeah.
And we feel is of such import that we allow you to come in here and muddle up our Saturday mornings. Now, where are you located and who are you?
Well, in reverse, we're Northeast Slopes, and we are on Route 25, East Corinth, Vermont.
Right.
Kind of between Montpelier and Bradford.
Yeah.
And Farmway, I should say.
And most of the equipment there works once in a while.
It does, yeah. And our big toe finally has been all gone through and renovated and
all
run,
gone
and,
through.
And the state tramway inspector's been over and gave it his thumbs up and actually ran it off last weekend. And
how much did you pay him this year?
I know. Yeah, a little sleight of hand under the table.
I see.
We got to get it going.
Well, you know, it's fair is fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So other than that, it's all running like clockwork. And the only thing we do, if anybody's interested, is the biggest our biggest deficit is volunteers. Yeah, if we could just get enough volunteers to fill all the shifts. Now that we're having the big crowds, we're trying to accommodate the big crowds, and we are having big crowds.
So if you want to volunteer for Northeast Slopes.
We have a contact page, and Tanya handles all of our scheduling and volunteering, and we'll get you over there and get you trained up and ready. And even if you train this year, you'll know what you're up against for next year. And
isn't she the second cook as well?
No, she doesn't do the cook. Ellen and Margaret Ellen and Margaret.
Beg your pardon.
They're all pulling off the cook.
They handle.
They're
that.
Busier than okay. than. Three-armed bandits over there, too.
All right. Well, thank you very much for this squeezing this into the hour.
Yeah, and on the other side of the coin, our thoughts go out to Michaela Schifrin and their family.
We have a little ski music, please, to take us out of this mess?
Okay.
Certainly can.
Thanks. All right.
The rope lift is the cheapest kind. Way and up we go. Burns your hands, your legs, and your whole behind. Pay your money on the old ski tow. Waiting's not for me and you. Way, hey, and up we go. Let's sneak around the line and beat the queue. Pay your money on the old ski tow. The gondola, your form enfolds. Way, hey, and up we go. Oh, it's pretty safe if the cable holds. Pay your money on the old ski tow. The J-bar lift is sudden death. Way, hey, and up we go. It's a single seat for the bad of breath. Pay your money on the old ski tow. And the T-bar makes a pretty toe. Way, hey, and up we go. But if you sit down, you're deep in the snow. Pay your money on the old ski toe. The pommel lift was made in France. Way, hey, and up we go. Makes the girls return for another chance. Pay your money on the old ski toe. So if you must ski from a way up high, way, hey, and up we go. Well, you're much better off if you learn to fly. Pay your money on the old ski tow.
Oh, gosh, it's those wonderful ski songs that make the program so illuminating, so thrilling, exciting for folks that like the great out of doors. Farmer Dave is joining us. He's here in the Music to Go to the Dump by Golden Studio, the Shangri-La of Radio Free Vermont Broadcasting. What's on our mind this morning?
I don't know, Ken. I must be living in a banana belt.
Why?
Because, well, we were only 10 below where I'm at. And, of course, I got my Walmart boots on, the ones I paid like $22 and change for.
Yeah,
and they're
quite attractive.
Well, yeah, they got the fluorescent, and you know they.
I like that.
And
yes.
They got a good tread on them. But
children look nice in those too. Yes.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But they're only rated to 5 below 0.
Is that right?
So you know what happened at 10 below 0 this morning?
I have no idea.
My feet got cold.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm sorry to hear that.
They got wicked cold. But
now, what are we going to do about that?
Well, I just walk a little faster between my house and up to the barn and get in, get the chores done, and get back home.
And get back home.
Yep.
Well, there's the Vermont spirit at work once again, even for those who have to do the everyday things that people do on a farm.
You know, I'm
7 days a week.
Yeah, I'm glad they changed the terminology to climate change as opposed to global warming, because I was not feeling any global warming this morning at all.
Oh, you weren't.
Not at all.
Yeah, are you mad about that? Are you upset?
You know, it is what it is. Of course, I wasn't in here last weekend because, well, I was shoveling 12 inches of climate change off from the barn roof because...
Yes.
It's easier to shovel it off than it is to put the barn back up after it comes down, you know? Of course, I don't shovel snow the way I used to. I go up, I'm good for 5 minutes or so, and then I'll look up for some unknown reason, and the vertigo will kick in, and I go, well, let's see if we can find a ladder and get back down off the roof.
It takes quite a while to get the job done.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, once it's done, it's... Ready for some more climate change.
Yes, more climate change.
Yes. Of course, now, 2 weeks ago, I came up with the Chittenden Regional Advantage Program.
The Chittenden Regional
Advantage Program.
Sounds like crap to me.
It is crap. Yeah. As governor, if I was running for governor, of course we know I'm not running for governor.
Of course we know.
But if I was, that would be one of the programs where we would throw $10,000 at each Vermonter that wanted to move to Chittenden County. Because, you know, they got it all down there, Ken. They got entertainment. It's a party town. They got the broadband. They got the internet. You know, so, but for those that don't want to go there.
You got all those goofy kids, too, that go to the University of Vermont.
Yeah, you'll have that. You know, that's, well, that's a higher education.
Yeah.
Now that they've legalized weed, so to speak. But anyway, I'm driving to Montpelier yesterday. I had to go make a grain run.
Yes, right.
And
a grain run.
Yeah, I had to get some grain for the boys.
Yep.
And
what about the girls?
I don't have no girls. Well, the chickens, but I mean, I don't. You can't milk them, but then again, you can't get eggs out of the steers either. So you know,
I understand. Yes.
You have to go with what you get. And I was driving on Route 2 between Waterbury and Middlesex.
Yes.
And I call that craters, ruts, and potholes.
Craters, ruts, and potholes.
Once again,
crap.
Yes,
craters.
Crap. Now.
Ruts.
As governor,
potholes. Oh crap! Yes, yeah, I got it. Josh, did you get that?
Yeah, I did.
Sometimes he's so subtle. I know. It's hard to follow, Farmer Dave. Yeah. Yes.
Well, and I'm all over the place too.
Yeah,
so
I'll,
you know,
I'll
well,
say,
that's
crap.
Like driving on Route 2.
Yeah, right.
So, I'm thinking, you got all these legislators up there that want all these new programs, you know, so folks can stay home and take care of their kids and whatever, and they want to pay them more money.
Why?
Well, that's my question. How about the people that have to go to work every day? Why don't we fix the roads so they can get to work, so they don't have to buy struts, shocks, front end alignments, tires, and wheels? Why not find some money to fix the infrastructure? Otherwise, you got to pay everybody to stay home because the road ain't fit to. Now, as you remember, Ken, years ago.
I think this is a little beyond.
He's getting fired up this morning.
Music to go.
What? That's because I got this cup of coffee, Jack. You know, my redneck hand warmer.
What redneck flavor did you get today?
Oh, it's a New England
Jim
coffee. Jim Beam. There you go. It's I didn't really want a coffee because I know when I have coffee, I get a little wound up. But my hands were cold, and I thought that was the way to go. So I got the redneck hand warmer, which is now getting a little cool, and the coffee is starting to kick in. Now, Ken, as you know, a couple years ago, no, actually 18 years ago, I came up with I wanted to gravel the interstate.
Yes. Oh, I remember.
What I called creating roads approaching perfection.
Oh, crap again.
Crap again. Everything about me is crap.
Well, that's not true.
Nobody bought into that. And they are maintaining the interstates. But you get off the interstate onto some of these secondary roads, and it's like craters, ruts, and potholes. We're not maintaining them. So instead of graveling the interstate, which didn't go, why don't we gravel Route 2, Route 302, any of those roads that they're out there on a weekly basis patching because them poor boys, they just can't keep up with this stuff.
Are you following him down this road?
Yeah, for the most part I am, yeah. He's got some good ideas.
Well, if you follow me down the road, you'd be zig and zagging because you're trying to avoid the craters, ruts, and potholes.
The intellectuals types that follow this radio program are completely...
If they've all had a cup of coffee this morning, they're on the same page, Ken.
All right, okay.
I'm over here starting to vibrate.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know. That's a sight to see when
Well, thank you, Farmer Dave, for this lucid
One more thing, Ken.
Yes,
I was
just one more thing.
Just one more thing. I was watching the football game, the Super Bowl.
Yes.
There, you know, and I was glad that my Kansas City Chiefs won. Because
you get through halftime?
Yes. You know, and good things come to those who wait, and they'd waited, 50 years to get a...
Oh, wasn't that grand?
Yes, and it was great. But they had one commercial, and Jack, you're originally from down around Boston way, aren't
you? Right, yes.
Okay, they had that Smart Park car, and it shows these three people speaking
Bostonian or whatever, with that accent, and they're showing him parking his car, but they didn't show the rest of the commercial, Ken.
No.
That's where the four big burly guys come out of the bar, and they look at that idiot that smart parked his car that they can't get into theirs. So them four guys are going to pick that car up, and they're going to smart park it over a bank somewhere.
Yes.
That would have been the commercial.
Never got to see it.
No, they didn't. They
didn't get to see it.
They cut it short. I know they did, because reality is no Bostonian is going to come out and look at that car that's parked 4 inches away from theirs and go, oh, that's smart.
Well, I've, now that we've pretty much infuriated the wonderful people that enjoy Vermont and come up here. And
don't come up here and smart park.
I give up. Farmer Dave, you know, we're really trying to build the audience, and over again, you lead us down the trail into big trouble.
Yeah, but you know, they tune in to what is he going to say today? What is that dumb SOB going to say today?
Oh, we would never say that, a dumb SOB.
No one would ever say that.
Would we say that?
What's more, he's not going to say anything more this morning.
Smells of barn, SOB.
Smells of barn.
S-O-D. Yeah. Okay. Well, he was talking about the Boston area, and as we all know, that the Red Sox are in spring training.
Right? Oh, yes.
In the midst of spring training, and our friend we frequently hear from, but it's been a while. But I think we did hear from him a few weeks ago, the Marvelous Mystery Lady.
Remember her?
She had a great song about
the Marvelous Mystery Lady. Yes.
So with the Red Sox down in spring training, I mean, actually, it's about, what, a month and a half away before opening day?
That's first absolutely. Of April. Yeah. And they, of course, once again, as they have been for some, 45, 50 years?
Yes.
We'll be here on WDEV, the friendly pioneer voice of Northern New England, entertain, I guess is the word.
Yes,
no, that's
that
not quite
one.
Right.
Yeah.
Inform, no, that's not right either. Whatever it is the Red Sox are going to do this year, and we're really concerned, aren't we, Jack?
Yes, because they have a new manager whose name I can't remember.
Yeah.
We lost the other guy.
Things aren't going well for those folks.
Mookie Betts, I think they got rid of him, didn't they? Or somebody they got rid of. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, it was Mookie Betts.
Was it Mookie? Yeah.
Yeah, he got traded.
And Alex Cora, who has proven once again that Boston is a city of cheats.
All right, and I didn't mean to get into that.
He did.
Think about spring training and how we're waiting for Red Sox baseball to come back here in April. What do you think, huh?
All right, so you want to say the magical, marvelous, musical mystery lady has a say in this?
Yes, she does.
All right, that's fair. That's right. Listen to this, Farmer Dave. That sort of sets the medley for the summer here on WDEV.
Spring first before that.
Yeah. I'd forgotten that she did such a wonderful creative job with that misfit piano and created that several years ago.
Yes, she did.
At this very time of the year. Yeah. The magical, marvelous, musical mystery lady of WDEV.
I'll tell you, when I'm out in the Sugar House, I enjoy listening to the Red Sox. When they start their spring training and they've got their games, it's a nice break from all the music and the sports and everything else that DEV has. Mm-hmm. Red Sox baseball.
In the Sap Works? In the Sugar House?
Yep.
What do you think?
I think
that?
It makes it boil a little faster.
You know, we ought to play some of those songs that have been written particularly for the activities that take place in the
maple sugaring season.
Yeah.
We can do that next week. What do you think?
Well, why don't we do that?
Hey, because how about that? A little preview.
Some scurrilous stuff in there, too. Yeah. All right.
You know, I must tell you, I stopped over at the Kingdom Creamery booth while I was at the farm show this year and had one of their maple milkshakes.
Yes.
Wow. Just delicious.
Did you have one of those?
No, and apparently he didn't bring any home for us.
Well, I'm just saying.
Lord knows it's been cold enough. It ain't like they would have thawed out, Jack.
Well, that was a few weeks ago. I mean,
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's the old adage, isn't it? Well, and the Red Sox continue to help us to stay with the old times. No question about it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Birthplace of what do they call it, the Ponzi scheme? All that gerrymandering that started back shortly after they got through the Revolutionary War, the infamous political scam of rigging districts, now secure in our history, yeah, Massachusetts. It all started, they say, in 1812. And Boston not only elected a man named the Rascal King, as you recall, be mayor. That was in 46.
Was that Curley?
Yeah, afraid so. But did so while he was under federal indictment and in jail.
Yeah.
Mail fraud. Oh, it's a grand old time in Boston. They can't get away from it, can they?
Why are we dissing Boston this morning?
What?
Why are we dissing Boston this morning?
Well, no, it's just that that's the big news, isn't it?
Well,
That's the Alex Cora story.
Well, it's not big anymore. I mean, they're just kind of waiting.
Well, what do you mean it's not? I mean, everybody in baseball is talking about it. Yeah. We just pass over it, of course, because it is our beloved Red Sox.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And cheating knows no geography. Open a newspaper in any American city, and for sure you're going to read about a variety of crooks and swindlers in all kinds of sports and in political activities as well as personal life. Huh? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to digress.
This your commentary this morning?
Yeah, that was my commentary. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I just got carried away.
Okay.
All right, okay.
So actually kind of making the best of a bad situation is what you're talking about.
That's making the best of a bad situation.
Now, I know a man, he's a hard-working man. He gets up real early and he goes downtown. About 15 minutes after he's been gone, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn. And that milkman rushes up to the door where that man's wife's waiting in a kimono. She plants a big old kiss on his cheek and they go inside. And that truck never moves for an hour or two. Well, it's none of my business. But one day I called him aside and I told him what was going on while he was gone. He said, well, I guess that's so, but do you know we're never out of milk or cottage cheese or yogurt or ice cream. None of them other cowy things. I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Oh yes, he's making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Well, I know a man, he's an educated man. He's an alligator rascal, and he jumps right in there and grabs him long green boogers. But whatever you grab him long green boogers by, well, one day he's got a full Nelson on a big alligator when another alligator just sneaks up and bites his right ear plumb off. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off in the shade and went to sleep. The alligator knocked the man, well, it's none of my business. But one day I said, well, it's sure too bad about the little accident you had, cause now you ain't got nothing to keep your hat from falling down over your eye, and you can't never be a gypsy cause you got no place to wear your gold earring. He just looked me straight in the eye and said, ha, I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, he's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now, I know a lady, she's a mighty fine lady, got a heart of gold, wouldn't hurt a fly. She's just trying to get by and keep her house in order. But you know that her husband, he works so hard, he come unglued, yeah, come unwrapped, he just snapped, thinks he's a chicken. That's right, one of them cackling Colonel Sanders types. Roost in a bush by the side of the house, but it's none of my business. But one day I said, have you ever thought about finding him a doctor that can make him well? She said, well, I have now and then, but then again, he don't eat. eat much, just chicken feed, and all that pecking around in the ground don't hurt nothing. And heaven knows we could use the eggs. I guess she's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, she's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're just making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? We're all just making the best of a bad situation. We're all in this together, you and me. We're all in this together, you and me.
That man never gets enough.
I know.
Huh?
That's one of my favorites.
For what
really
he
is.
Proceeds to generate out of Nashville.
Yeah.
There's all that crash, trash stuff. But no, there's him. Huh? Ray Stevens.
Yeah.
Isn't he something? Well, say, we're coming up to the Great American Race, 62nd annual. It's going to be here on WDEV tomorrow afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yep. The Daytona 500. Ready to flicker.
So who are you picking this year?
Well, I tell you what, I think I'm going to go with Jimmy Johnson.
I thought this was his last year, isn't it?
Well, he's in the bloody race.
I know, but I'm saying that.
I think you're going to see him in IndyCar racing next year some, but he'll take time out for Daytona because it means so much to him.
I thought I read somewhere that this was his last year in NASCAR. Is that correct?
Yeah, NASCAR is running the circuit, yeah.
Right. It would be nice, I think.
And then there's a bunch of kids out there. This Ricky Stenhouse, he's not bad. He's on the pole, but he won't last. No. But right there with him up in front, you're going to see some big action out of Jimmy Johnson, California kid. You know? Discovered.
How about Chase Elliott?
By the midget, Jeff Gordon. Huh?
Is Chase Elliott in it?
Oh, you bet he is.
Yeah.
Right up to his ears.
I used to like it when his dad, Bill.
Yeah.
Right? That's his dad?
Yeah. Well, he'll be fine. He'll survive this year. And, of course, that's it, survival, Daytona 500. So it's tomorrow afternoon. What time is it going to start?
It says here about 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30.
Yep.
And I think that'll get us underway about 2:30 with the actual dropping of the green flag.
I saw somewhere that the actual race started.
I hope you're going to be here to enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be here. You know, I'm trying really hard. My wife has put me on a program, learning to stay home. And it hasn't quite worked out because I'm going down to Atlanta to do that race 2 weeks hence. Yep. It'll be fun.
But
I love that track.
But tomorrow you're going to be bonding with the new son-in-law.
Well, the Tampa Tornado's coming over.
Right, the new son-in-law.
Yeah, the new son-in-law. The Tampa Tornado's going to be there.
500 miles of left-hand turns.
That's right. And he's a left-hand turn if there ever was one. Yeah. Now, can we move along here?
Okay, now we wanted to change the Dropkick Me Jesus for
We can't do Dropkick Me Jesus through the goalposts of life when there ain't no goalposts.
There was no.
Gone.
Yeah, but you got the XFL.
Oh, will you stop?
Right?
Will you stop?
XFL?
XFL.
How can they pronounce XX when it's in front of XFL, but if you put X in front of E, it's pronounced Xerox? When did X become pronounced Z?
Are you ready for him time?
It's like Ma used to say,
are you ready for him time?
You know, Ma used to say,
we're ready
go
to
look
do
up
the
word.
Him now.
I mean, try to look up the word elephant for crying out loud.
We only know a little bit of this, but I think once we hear it, we'll come back.
Hold on. We have to do him time now. Keep with the tradition of music to go to the dump by.
Forgive me, Father.
Yeah, well, you're on thin ice, so to speak. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, yes.
All right, So, ladies and gentlemen, good dumpsters all, it's time once again to reach for higher ground.
Well, here we go.
Okay. So pull off that interstate.
It's going to take a while, Dave.
For heaven's sakes, don't be closing your eyes and folding your hands if you're on the interstate. That's always a serious dilemma when we suggest they do that, but we suggest you do it by stopping first.
Yeah, smart park.
Smart park.
Smart
is
park.
Right. Correct. Thank you very much.
Smart park.
Okay. Smart. He is from Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He's almost grown out of it, but he never does.
It's because I parked my car down by Harvard Square.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, we'll go down there next week.
Where?
Huh? To Boston.
For what?
Well, I thought we'd go see the old Howard again.
Oh, my.
All
Cupcakes
your,
Cassidy.
Yeah,
I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, that's one of them.
The old Howard.
There were several others, too, that were pretty sweet.
The old Howard is really the government center now, is that? Isn't that where
No.
Where
is it? Is not. It's up. That's up that side street.
Oh, okay.
So it's still there in all its glory, all the essence of what Boston really is all about. Another bunch of cheaters.
Oh, would you stop with the Boston thing? Gee.
Well, I mean, the Boston people are quite proud of it.
I'm going to play Freddie Cannon's Boston, My Hometown here pretty soon.
Yeah,
Boston,
right.
Boston. Okay.
Can we
yes.
move along? Are we ready now?
I've been ready
for him
five
time?
Minutes. 5 minutes. Five
all, right. Yeah, all right, here we go. All right.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind, but oh, my friends, do not give in to sorrow.
All right, here comes the part
here
we
come. You're all together ready? Now.
On the other shore, on the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
As we near those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We may glance behind for one last look at everything we love, but truly there's no call for reservation.
All right, guys, let's do it. Ready? Ready?
On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Lamore. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread, and sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed.
Yes, indeed.
And baseball cards and army men and model planes galore, and every tiny plastic high-heeled Barbie ever wore.
Getting toward the end, folks.
Here we are.
On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore, where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore, on the other shore. We'll find National Geographic's from 1974. Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
It just lightens the day, doesn't it, Jack?
What's that?
It just lightens the day.
Yeah, it does.
To be able to
feel good after you hear
sing this inspiring music, music to go to the dump by, that concludes another happy, fun-filled, festive frolic on WDEV.
I saw Farmer Dave in there studying the lyrics. I mean, next week you probably have it down, I'm guessing. Probably.
Well, we're working on it.
Can't hit those high notes.
I know.
Yeah, you
really go up there.
Sing it down a couple, you know, like you're a tenor. No, I beg alto. Can we say goodbye?
Well, you can do whatever you want. It's your show.
No, I'm trying to get out of here.
Why? Where are you going? You got something to do today?
Well, I'm going out and eat some more of whatever that was that your wife brought in for us for sustenance here at WDEV.
Whatever my wife brought in for you can't remember what it was?
Well, it was very good.
Yeah. What was it? I think it was
See,
some sort
I think.
Of
a, yeah, he doesn't have any more idea than we do. We just know it's very good.
Yes, it was.
He always has to hide it. Well, I think we made it.
I think it was a cinnamon-based product, wasn't it?
I've had two pieces, and I'll probably grab one for the road. So, okay, you know, thank Diane for that,
the invitation is extended to all of you dumpsters who are floating about today here in the greater Waterbury area.
No, the last
and
time
that's
the
greater Waterbury area these days, too, my friend. And you come upstairs on the second floor.
Yeah, 23 steps. By the time you get up here, you got to have a meal.
Yeah, right.
You know, last time we did that, we had a couple of people came up because everybody here had some. So by the time they got to the top of the stairs, there was nothing there, and they were quite miffed. So
snooze,
well,
you lose.
They can come back. Yeah. I mean, we're not responsible for feeding all of the flock.
Well, if you just eat one piece at a time around here instead of you guys eating two and three, you know, you could save a little for the audience.
Who's he?
I guess maybe he shouldn't bring it in then, should he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenley Dean Squire on WDEV with this program each Saturday in memory of Buster and Marie.